Could I ask what her clinical situation was at that point when she went on the trial?
You know, she had progressive disease in her liver and her lymph nodes and had already had brain metastases. And at that point, she was, you know, a 46-year-old woman. And she was, I wouldn't say she was in dire straits, but I mean, you know, it was clear that this was a heavily resistant tumor. It had a lot of therapy already. And I think the olaparib option was not quite a Hail Mary, but was something that made sense based on the BRCA mutation, but worked out better than we could have imagined here, because 2+ years later, she's had essentially a complete response and is free of cancer.
Wow. So how did she tolerate the olaparib?
She has had some fatigue from the olaparib, and she has some residual alopecia from the whole brain. But otherwise, she buzzes around town and, you know, chases after her family and sort of does the things that she needs to do and has really had hardly any side effects. In fact, the biggest challenge for her is the drug is supplied on a monthly schedule still because she's receiving it on protocol still at this point, and she would prefer not to come to the clinic each month. She'd just rather have a bottle of it somewhere.
Wow, what an incredible story. We've heard stories from the gynecologist about GI problems, nausea, et cetera, with olaparib. Would she have any of that?
That's in the literature, but she has not had major problems with that.
Wow, what a story.